Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you.
We want to thank everyone for, again, tuning in to FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. I just want to thank her for allowing me to sit in and pray with you and add our faith to yours and cover you in prayer. Again, I thank you so much for tuning in. Please, if you have prayer requests, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer requests there, and we will cover those prayer requests anonymously. So your prayer requests are always safe. We do not use names or anything like that. So please go to the page and allow us to pray with you and add our faith to yours and cover you in prayer and any issues that God has placed on your heart. I want to introduce my co-host, Sister Kenyatta. Sister Kenyatta, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We have Sister Kenyatta on the line, and we will just go ahead and get started. We're going to have Sister Kenyatta pray us in, and we will be taking those prayer requests and cover you in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving us a chance to come before you, Lord, even though we don't deserve it, Father, but you made a way, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now. We ask for forgiveness of our sins, commission and omission, Lord. We just bless your holy name to this day, Lord, because you are an excellent God, Father. We create glory because you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over this prayer today, Father. Father, that your word will go forth, Father. And you said in your word, Father, wherever you send it, it will obtain what you want it to do, Father. So your word will not return unto you void, Father. So we bless your holy name today, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father, over every prayer request that comes through, Father. Father, we bless your holy name, Father, and we claim a victory right now, Father, because Jesus already made the way for us. He's already given us the victory over Satan. He's already given us the victory over our situations, Father, our circumstances, our trials, our tribulations, Father, and we thank you right now, Father. We just say a prayer of thanksgiving this morning, Lord, because you are worthy to be praised, Father, and that, Father, everything that we request in today, Father, we realize that Jesus said on the cross that it is finished, so it is already done, Father, so we just speak victory right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your victory, Lord. 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 Even though it don't seem like it, thank you for the victory, Lord. Even though, Father, we don't feel like it, thank you for your victory, Lord. Even though we can't seem to find our way, thank you for the victory, Lord. Even though things just seem like everything is falling apart, thank you for your victory, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We may have lost our job, but we thank you for the victory, Lord. Father, we may be about to lose our house, but thank you for the victory, Lord. Father, we don't have a car, Father, but we thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you, Father, because you said you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Now, we thank you, Father, for we realize that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. So we thank you, Father, knowing that you have everything that we need. We thank you for being our abstainer. We thank you for being our source of life, Father. We thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you, Father, for being our healer, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you in the name of Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Your word says, put not your trust in man, Father, but We trust you in all our ways, Father. In all our ways, we acknowledge you, Father. And your word says you shall direct our path. For, Father, we thank you, Father, because your word says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. So we seek your face right now, Jesus, and claim the victory in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We lift you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus and call it done. In Jesus' name we pray. We believe and we receive. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That prayer was anointed. That prayer really had me here praising God. Thank you so much, Sister Kenyatta. Again,
thank
everyone,
you.
If you would like to have your prayer requests addressed, please go to our Facebook page. And leave your prayer request on the FMFC Prayer Warriors, Global Prayer Warriors page, and we will address that prayer request for you. We will stand in faith with you as well. We pray through the week as well as on Saturday mornings. So please go to the page, like the page. It's FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Please like the page, leave your prayer request on the page whenever you are going through something, and allow us to stand in faith with you, add our faith to yours, as well as cover your prayer request. I'm going to pray as well, pray some things that God has placed on my heart as we go into this election season. There are a lot of different spirits we see in operation, the spirit of racism, which is really a spirit of division, because Jesus says that a kingdom against itself cannot stand. And as we see, we begin to see the spirit of division working in many capacities, racism being one of them, sexism being one of them. All types of discrimination going on, and it's getting to the point where it's getting violent. So we want to come against these spirits and their activities, as well as families being destroyed, friendships being destroyed, things of that nature. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Father, we give you honor. Lord Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise today. We give you honor today. We give you glory today. We just thank you for all that you have given us. We give you thanks for all that you have provided us. Hallelujah. In the name, in your holy name, Father, right now, Father, we come against the spirit of division, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, we cancel out every plan of this spirit, O Heavenly Father. Father, we cancel out every plan of the enemy, O Heavenly Father, on every front, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we speak unity over this country, O Heavenly Father. Father, we're asking right now, O Heavenly Father, that you would forgive us, Father, as a nation, for our sins, Father, for our transgressions, Father. Father, we ask, Father, that you, Father, just begin to create in this nation, Father, a clean heart, Father, a heart after you, a heart that seeks after you, O Heavenly Father, a heart, Father, that thirsts after your word, O Heavenly Father. And we ask you to give us revelation of that word, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, that we will turn from our evil ways, Father, and seek you, O Heavenly Father, and find you and pray to you, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you will forgive our sins, O Heavenly Father, and heal our land, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Open the eyes of our understanding, Father, as a nation, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we ask, Father, to become righteous in your sight, Father, righteous, through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, O Heavenly Father. So then, Father, that your word will be a lamp unto our feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now. Father, we uplift you right now. Father, we magnify your name right now. Father, we call out to you, Father, as a nation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against every evil thing, every imagination, O Heavenly Father, that comes against the truth and knowledge of you, Father. We come against it. We cancel it out. We put it down, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know, Father, that the enemy has been placed under our feet because your word, Father, your promise, your law says that you have given us power over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. So, Father, right now we take authority, Father, over every demonic and satanic, Father, spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command every demonic spirit to cease and desist its operation in this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, let your spirit, Father, engulf this nation, Father. Father, right now we make way, Father, for the Holy Spirit to, Father, engulf this nation, Father, and change the direction of this nation, change the trajectory of this nation, Father, and where we might end up, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. There are many, Father, of your children, Father, that are praying the same prayer, a synonymous prayer, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, decreeing a synonymous thing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree these decrees, Father, that have been spoken, law, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we uplift, Father, even the presidential candidates, Father. Father, we just ask, Father, that you forgive them of their sins, O Heavenly Father. Create in them a clean heart, O Heavenly Father. Father, begin to pull them, Father, from wrongful, devilish, and demonic ways, O Heavenly Father. Devilish and demonic, Father, activities, O Heavenly Father, and even agreements. Devilish and satanic, Father, promises, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against these things right now, for your word says, pray for our kings and queens, Father, so that the people may have peace. So, Father, we're coming before you, and we're decreeing peace in this nation, Father. Father, we're decreeing, Father, righteousness, Father, from the head down to the bottom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we're decreeing right now, O Heavenly Father, mighty, godly men and women of God, Father, to be counsel, Father, to these politicians, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now a spirit of holiness, Father, over the Oval Office, Father, over the halls of Congress, Father, and the halls of the representatives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare a holy spirit. Father, we decree and declare, Father, a holy atmosphere, Father, even over the Supreme Court, Father, and the lower appellate courts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. We praise your name right now, Father. We decree a spirit of righteousness, Father, over municipalities, Father, city governments, Father, the mayoral offices, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We command, Father, in the name of Jesus, what is wrong, Father, is made right, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, O Heavenly Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. Father, we come against the violence, Father, in the cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, Father, Atlanta, Father, New York, O Heavenly Father, the corruption, Father, that's going on in these cities, Father. Father, right now we cancel out the plans of the enemy, Father. Father, we cancel out the plans, Father, that the demonic plans that are going on in Flint, Father. Father, we decreed, O Heavenly Father, that water clean. Father, we decreed, O Heavenly Father, everyone in that city healed and restored, Father. We decreed, O Heavenly Father, Father, that those that are guilty, O Heavenly Father, it is revealed, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you forgive them. But, Father, the people are seeking justice, Father. So we decree and declare justice, Father, for the city of Flint, for the city of Chicago, for the city of New York, the city of Atlanta, Father, the city of Los Angeles, Father, the city of Las Vegas, Father. Father, we come against demonic strongholds, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you send your angels, Father, to break those strongholds, Father, as we have decreed those strongholds broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and uplift your name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. We thank you for the victory right now, Father. We uplift your name, Father. Hallelujah. The glory is yours, Father. We thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we look forward to news reports, newspaper reports, online reports, Father, of these things coming into fruition, Father, the results, Father, rolling in, Father, mightily in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, your word says, Father, that you have placed us over kingdoms, O Heavenly Father, that you have, Father, to throw down, to root out, to tear down, to build up, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. So, Father, we come against satanic kingdoms, Father. We come against, Father, we come against satanic rule, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. You have placed us over the nations. You placed us over the kingdoms, O Heavenly Father. And, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we speak godly and holy events, Father, over these kingdoms, these nations, these cities, Father. Father, we're asking, we're decreeing a Holy Ghost shakeup in this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking for the move of Holy Spirit, Father, like we have never saw before, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we decree and declare that these cities will resemble the Garden of Eden, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We praise your holy name right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. And all these words, Father, we have spoken. Father, we decree them to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, thank you, everyone. We want to, address your prayer concerns. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer request on the page, and we will address your concerns and take your prayer request to God's throne of grace. Amen. And I want to, again, turn it over to Sister Kenyatta and have her pray again. And if you could just pray what's on your heart for the ministry, for those out there. We know many people are suffering from joblessness, and we're going into the winter season, so God has put something on my heart as far as praying for the homeless, those that are hungry. I usually take the subway places, and I've just, you get on and they're sleeping on the trains trying to stay warm. And we just want to make sure we cover those who may not have a covering. We want to cover those that are dealing with lack. We want to cover those that may not see the basic necessities at their finger readily available. So we want to cover those individuals. You know, we walk in the love of God, so we love them like we love anybody else. So we want to make sure that we're keeping them covered in prayer and before God's face, and praying for them so that God will move on their behalf. So if you would be so kind, Sister Kenyatta, to cover them in prayer, I would greatly appreciate
it. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, because, Father, you told us that we could, Lord. And we come to you because your word says to cast all of your cares upon you, for you care for us, Lord. So, Father, we come lifting up, Father, those that are in need, Father. Father, your word says that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. So we just come right now, Father, as our brothers and sisters, Father, they're in need, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, Father, over all this land and the nation, Father, that those that are without, Father, without shelter, those that are without food, Father, those that are without transportation, Lord. Father, we speak a blessing right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, your word says that we have not because we ask not, Father, and that we ask amiss. Father, right now we ask in Jesus' name, Father, that you will loose a blessing upon those that are in need, Father. Father, some people that can't help themselves and some that can help themselves, Father. Father, we speak your anointing right now, Father, that you will anoint their hearts, Father, that they will come to you, Father, and seek you, Lord, that they might find grace and mercy, Lord, that you will give them favor, Father. We loose your favor right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you bless them, Father. Give them the strength, Father. Give them the determination. Give them the self-confidence to get up and walk, Father, to take their bed and walk, Father, that they will walk according to your word, Father, that they will seek your face, Father. And, Father, we ask, Father, those that are blessed, Father, with finances that can bless others, Father, we ask that you speak to their hearts right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they will have a mind to give, that they will have a mind to help, Father, that they will have a mind to support those that are in need, Lord. Father, we seek your face right now, Lord Jesus, that you would bless, Lord. Only you can, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us into all truth, Father. So we seek the Holy Spirit. Father, we want your blessings right now, Father, that everything will be done decent and in order, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, Father. Father, because we realize that without you, we can do nothing. So we thank you right now, Father, that you will anoint the minds of those that are in need, Father. Father, that they will be in contact with those that could be able to bless them, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, that you will remove the mind of pride from those that are rich in finances, that are rich in material things, Father, that they will have a mind to give to those that are in need. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. Father, we realize that in certain areas, Father, it's starting to get cold, Lord Jesus. So we ask a blessing right now that we plead the blood of Jesus that we would keep those that are on the streets, keep them, Father, in a warm shelter, Lord. We ask that blessing right now in Jesus' name, Father, that no man will go this winter, Father, in the cold, Lord, that you will give them favor, Father, that they will be in a warm shelter, Lord. Father, we know, Father, that you don't want your children to lack anything. So we ask a blessing right now, Father. Speak to our hearts, Father, that those that I have more than enough, Father, that they can bless somebody else, Father. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We declare and decree, Father, that this prayer will go forth and will not return unto you void, Lord. Father, we declare and decree right now the victory, Lord, over those that are in need, Father. We ask that you just show up and show out in the lives of those that are lacking, Lord. And we praise your holy name, Father. We will be mindful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you are worthy, Lord. We thank you right yes. now in Jesus' name, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. We bless you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We look at the economy, Lord. We look at things that are going on in the world, Father. We look at our election, Father. But, Father, what it all boils down to, Lord, we just thank you, Father. But we realize whoever is sitting on the throne in the White House, it doesn't matter because you're sitting on the throne in heaven and you are in control of everything. So we thank you right now, Father. We look to you, Lord. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. We don't look at the White House, Lord. We look to you in the name of Jesus. We praise your holy name, Lord. We bless you, Lord, because the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, Lord. So you have it. Father, you can give us more than we can ever need or want, Father. So we seek you, Lord, not man, in Jesus' name, Father. We bless your holy name. We speak favor right now, Father, that those that don't have a job, we speak favor, Father. They will, people that don't have a job will get jobs that they know they're not qualified. But, Father, your word says you do the promoting, Father. Yes. So we look to you, Lord. Because you know, Father, we know that you can give us the ability and the skill to do whatever you want us to do, Lord. You equip your saints, Lord. You equip your children, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. We lift you up, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, and I receive this prayer and fill it with the blood of Jesus. And call it done because everything is already done. Jesus made the way for us, Father. So we seek you right now in Jesus' name. We bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise amen. God. Again, we want to thank Sister Kenyatta for that wonderful and powerful prayer. We are now going to go into Tasha Cobb's. Again, please go to the Facebook page, leave your prayer request there, like the page so we can communicate with you throughout the week. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, and leave your prayer request or testimonies, any comments that you might have, biblical questions that you might have so that we can even answer those for you. So please go to the Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Thank you.
Great, 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 great.
Amen. Amen. That's one of Apostle Dr. Roslyn's favorite songs. Amen. So we always like to get that in the show if we can. So I hope everyone enjoyed that song. Again, we are going to address some prayer concerns. Jesus said that man should pray and not faint, which means to always be before God's face in prayer. Also, a lot of times we get worried, we get anxious. Philippians tells us that don't worry or have anxiety about anything, but pray about everything with thanks and supplication. So going before God in thanks and thanking God that he's heard our prayers, thanking God that he's answered the prayers, we're to stand in faith as those prayers are coming into manifestation and not begin to doubt. The word also tells us to labor or put some effort to enter into God's rest, because remember, the Hebrews did not enter into God's rest because what they were preached or what they were taught was not mixed with faith. So God does require faith for prayers to get answered. It is the key component that has to be in the equation or the mixture of prayer for the prayer to come into fruition. And there are some things that I do to keep myself in rest. I make sure every day I'm before God's face in prayer. Even if I'm on the go, I'm praying as I go. A lot of times I'm praying in the spirit. When I'm driving, if I'm riding along, I'm praying in the spirit. Staying in the word, that's vital. Because, you know, the scriptures tell us faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if you want to maintain your faith, you have to maintain the time that you're in the word of God. And these things are labor. They're work to enter into God's rest or to keep yourself in a peaceful position of and a confident position that God is going to do exactly what you ask and exactly what you have decreed. Amen. So, please, if you have any prayer requests, please go to the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, leave your prayer requests, like the page so that we can keep in touch with you throughout the week. We definitely want to address your prayer requests. If you're going through something through the week or you know someone is going through something, we definitely want to add our faith to yours and stand in on the law of agreement. Jesus said in Matthew, I think it's 19, Matthew 18, 19, that if two or more of you agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for you by the Father. And that's one of the reasons that we pray together, because we're coming to God in agreement, and we have been promised that God will move on our behalf. Amen. And next, what I'd like to do is I have a short announcement. Our own apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton, she is heading up the Healing Clinic. And this is going to be in Chicago. The Healing Clinic is going to be on bipolar dis-ease. And that's going to be November 12th from 9:30 to 1 p.m. at 1750 West 103rd Street, Room 10. And again, that's the Healing Clinic on bipolar dis-ease from 9:30 to 1 p.m. The address is 1750 103rd Street, Room 110, and this is on November 12th. We'll post it on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page as well. You can also dial in. It's also going to be on Blog Talk Radio, So you can actually dial in, and it's the number that you dialed in today, and that's 213-943-3799. The woman of God, I mean, she's just dynamic when she teaches. You're definitely going to get some great information. You're definitely going to be taught, and I know that there's going to be a move of God. So she does a lot of healing and deliverance conferences on an annual basis, and there's always some miraculous things that go on. A lot of prophetic word goes forth. Many people get delivered at these conferences. So you definitely don't want to miss this clinic. Again, it's the Healing Clinic, November 12th, hosted by our own Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton. And again, on bipolar dis-ease, 9:30 to 1 p.m. And again, the address is 1750 West 103rd, room 10. And you're going to be able to call in. And that number is 213-943-3799. And again, it's going to be posted on the page. And again, the Lord, again, placed some things on my heart. So I want to cover some people in prayer that are going through things with their children, and cover our children as well. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for all that you've done, Father, all that you do, Father, that we don't even mention, oh, Heavenly Father, how miraculously our body works, Father, the precision, Father, that it works. We thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, and we decree and declare right now, Father, that our bodies are to work exactly the way you intended, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every flaw, Father, must go, must leave, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift parents today, Father. Father, we're asking right now, Father, that you heal parents, oh, Heavenly Father. Father, right now we are decreeing, declaring, Father, the healing of Jesus Christ, Father, come over parents, Father, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that, Father, they are healed physically, they are healed emotionally, Father, and, Father, that they are restored and made whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you would give them wisdom, Father, wisdom to pour into their children. Father, that you would give them parental wisdom, Father, to guide their children, how to rear them and how to raise them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father, hearts that desire you, O Heavenly Father. Make of them, Father, men and women of God, so that they will raise godly children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that homes would serve you, Father, and prayer would be in those homes. Father, send us your vineyard workers out, Father. Create opportunity, Father, for us to minister to these parents, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, that you have opened doors, that you have created opportunities, and Holy Spirit has given us the words to speak, Father, to these parents, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you even have parents begin to invest more time in their children, Father, more time in their schoolwork, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, more time in their activities and more concerned over what the children are doing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah, Father, impress upon us, Father, how important it is to be thoroughly involved in our children's lives, Father, and rear them and not allow them to rear themselves, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you even, Father, bless, Father, the teachers, Father. Give the teachers an anointing, Father, to teach these children, to raise these children, Father, while they're in their care. Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, an anointing over teachers, an anointing over the administrators, Father, an anointing over the faculty, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to raise these children, to teach them to operate the schools, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking right now, Father, that prayer be put into the hearts of the children, Father, so there will always be prayer in school, because there's prayer in the children, Father. There's prayer in the teachers, Father. There's prayer in the administrators and the faculty, Father. Hallelujah. Prayer in the heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, that there will always be prayer in our school, because there's prayer in the people, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. We uplift your name right now, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you give your angels charge over our children, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, I decree and declare every child, Father, in this nation, around the world, O Heavenly Father, Father, that you have given, you have given your angels charge over these precious children, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father, you have given your angels charge over them. Father, give these children, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that you have anointed these children with supernatural academic ability, Father. Father, you have given them supernatural, Father, ability to understand Scripture, Father. Father, right now I speak over them, clean hearts after you, Father, that thirst after your word, Father. And that their destinies, Father, are aimed at you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. That they will run into vineyard workers, Father. They will be fed the word of God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. Praise your holy name, Father. Father, we ask right now, Father, that you, Father, that their every need is met by the riches of your provision, Father. We loose your provision over these children, these families, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now. Enough clothes, enough shoes, enough school supplies, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Enough food, Father. Hallelujah. Enough heat, enough electricity, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the enemy, Father, will not exact his hand upon our children, Father. Father, close their ears to ungodly conversation, ungodly counsel, Father. And, Father, let their ears be attracted to godly counsel and wise counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we decree and declare all these words that we have spoken over our children, the children of this nation, the children of the world, Father, that it is so. In Jesus' mighty and an unmatched name, Father, we say amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we thought we lost Sister Kenyatta, but she's still here with us. Praise
yes.
God. Did you have anything that you wanted to say, Sister Kenyatta?
No, just blessing God today. It's a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen. Let's just give God praise today. You know, a lot of times we look at our situation and we forget that we should praise God through anything and everything. Nothing should separate us from the love of God, so nothing should stop us from expressing our love for God. You know, sometimes situations just change because you just love God and you praise Him. When Paul was locked up in prison, and they just began to pray, they didn't ask God to let them out. They just gave God praise, and God said, "Bring my sons up out of there," because they just praise God. And sometimes we need to just praise God. That's another point of entering into, laboring to enter into God's rest. Now, I'm not saying praising God is labor, but sometimes we don't feel like praising God. Our situation has gotten us down. Our situation has broken our confidence a little bit. We've allowed our emotions to kind of take over because the situation that it looks like we're in. And we begin to focus on that and not the love of God, and not the fact that God wants to move on our behalf, not the fact that God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He's always with us. So we need to just focus like, Lord, I'm so sorry. I know you're here, and I give you praise, and just start praising God. And sometimes it just starts with a little bit, Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. Father, I praise you. And trust me, Holy Spirit is going to take it from there. And after a while, you'll be walking through the job, walking through the house, giving God praise. You might have to take the break and go to your car, walk outside after work, or even if you're at home, you might have to go into the bedroom or the bathroom and give God, or just walk down the street giving God praise. Amen. So let's remember to stay in thanks and give God praise. Let's just praise God. And that's one thing I do whenever I begin to pray. I give God praise first. So, again, let's kind of remember that, to just stay before God's face in praise and thanksgiving, and just love on the Lord as he loves on us, and love on others as God loves on us. You know, I think the Heavenly Father wants to see his children operate in the same activities that he does. He forgives, so we should forgive. He loves us unconditionally. We have to learn to love people unconditionally. And it makes no parent prouder when they see their children walking in their DNA and doing the good things that they do. That just makes life so much better. Amen. So I want to go over the announcement again. Again, it's November 12th, the Healing Clinic. Our own Dr. Apostle Rosalind Overton will be holding this Healing Clinic. And again, it's on bipolar disease, and it's from 9:30 to 1 p.m. The address is 1750 West 103rd Street, room 10. And you can dial in if you can't make it personally. And that number is going to be 213-943-3799. So feel free to come if you'd like. If not, you could dial in and listen to the show as well. We're going to get ready to sign off here. So we ask that, again, you just continue to join us, that you continue to leave your prayer request on the page. Again, that's going to be FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. So please like the page so we can stay in touch with you, so we can hear your testimony, so we can even hear your praise. If you're going through something during the week, something happens, immediately go to the page, leave that prayer request. We've had several people do it. We've prayed for them, and voila. I don't want to say voila like it's magic, but God has answered those prayers, and we've gotten the testimony, and they're on the page. So, and we've been doing this for years now. I think Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton is coming up on almost 15 or 20 years that the prayer line has been in effect in some shape or form. And we've had many testimonies of people getting answers to their prayers. And before we go, Sister Kenyatta, did you want to say anything? Okay, not sure if we got Sister Kenyatta. She may have, I think she had to leave early. Anyways, we love you. God bless you. Have a blessed an amazing week. Stay in prayer. Stay in praise and worship. And again, God bless you. We will see you next week at the same time. Thank you so much. God bless.
Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces. When we receive the word from the Lord, our hands should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say, God has. So let the church say, yeah. Let the church, let us say, amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hand, lift your hand. God has spoken. So let the church.